I want to know, why are we seeing these record overdose deaths just in America?
Why is this happening here? Our local hospital rooms are blowing up. Why?
Because they're killing our children. How do we change that?
Hopping the fence, broad daylight.
How much of this deadly poison is coming across the border?
How come all these people are all passed out?
Where is all of this stuff coming from?
Is China purposely addicting our nation?
How can parents protect their children from fentanyl? That's a tough question.
Welcome to Worldview Matters, discussing controversial issues, discerning current events, defending biblical Christianity. No topic off limits. And now, here's your host, David Fiorazzo.
Hey friends, welcome, and fasten your seatbelts. We're talking about a very important and on the heavier side, this issue. It hasn't been shared or reported on honestly and enough to make a difference, and we're talking about fentanyl. We have the producer of the documentary Fentanyl, Death Incorporated, with us today. And this really explores the whole crisis. It's the most dangerous drug ever created. It's become the leading cause of death for Americans aged 18 to 45. The documentary is produced by Zaquito Productions and Three Gates Films, and it's directed by Stephen Woolworth and Dr. Robert Marbot, and that's who we've got today. Let me just share a little bit more about him before we bring him on. He is a fentanyl national expert, former White House homelessness czar, senior fellow of the Discovery Institute, and of course, the producer of the documentary we're going to talk about today that's so important. Thank you so much for being on Worldview Matters today.
Thank you for having me on. And most importantly, thank you for focusing on the fentanyl crisis. People just do not understand the existential threat facing our country.
No, the numbers, we rarely hear the numbers because I don't believe the media reports fairly on this. And part of that is to protect the left, really, especially when there's a Democrat in the White House. They don't want to talk because it reflects on the southern border. Just one estimate over the CDC, they say over 110,000 people in the U.S. died from drug overdoses in 2022. Almost 70% of these were caused by fentanyl. And I think you probably have more updated numbers. But Robert, would you like to talk about how people just aren't hearing the whole truth about this crisis first?
I think there's one number, one statistic more than any that we've come across that really wakes everybody up. And if you're asleep, you hear this, you go. More people have died from fentanyl in the United States in the last 5 years than have died in all wars, American service men and women, over the last 100 years. So think about World War II, Afghanistan, Iraq, Korea, Vietnam, Gulf War I, Gulf War II, Kosovo, a few other small UN actions. Add all of that up for 100 years of American men and women, servicemen and intelligence services. More people have died in fentanyl in the last 4.5, 5 years than all that combined.
Thank you for sharing that. That's sobering. And I don't understand how you can hear that and not be more concerned about this crisis. And it is a crisis. It's just not reported. It doesn't get the news in the headlines. But in the documentary, there are interviews with intelligence, international intelligence operatives. There are law enforcement officials, medical professionals, policymakers, and heartbreaking stories from affected families. What people forget is fentanyl is 100 times more powerful than morphine. Morphine is one of the things they give you when they want, well, for euthanasia, when they want to just say, all right, this person's gone. Fentanyl is 100 times more powerful. So let's go to the beginning. First of all, the trailer that we couldn't play the whole thing, you do a little spoof on this is your brain. This is your brain on drugs. And then we talk about fentanyl. Some of us that are older remember that on the TV, that public service announcement. But why do you think this has become such a huge crisis? Is it just we've been ignoring it? Is it the media? I'm sure it's multifaceted, the problem.
In some ways, there was a perfect storm, and a lot of things came together. At a clinical level, at an addiction level, you have to start with Purdue Pharma getting millions of prescriptions out, 100,000s of people addicted, and then suddenly all the lawsuits stop the flow. And you had all these people addicted, and the southern border cartels of Mexico already had a distribution system in the United States, were already moving illicit drugs. So they were able, with China, to bring in, they jumped from the organic to the synthetic opioids called fentanyl, and they were able to bring it in. So it was a, you already had a starting group already addicted because of Purdue Pharma, and the cartels just backfilled the supply. That's number one. And then the policy of the last 4 years of the prior administration, that they were a combination slow to react to crisis in general. But when they started to talk about fentanyl, you can't talk about fentanyl without talking about your borders. And they that did not go well with them politically. So they stopped talking about it.
Yep. So, I mean, at the previous administration, I mean, we don't know. I hope we find out one day who was actually running the country, because it wasn't Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. But the documentary also addresses some of the failures of harm reduction strategies, the need for robust treatment solutions, and the impact on families and communities. Just walk us through, first of all, the website, friends. I forgot to give that. FentanylDeathIncorporated.com. That's FentanylDeathIncorporated.com. You're an expert in this area, Robert. I know you've worked with the homeless, and that's very near and dear to your heart as well. And sometimes that goes hand in hand, because you go to all the homeless encampments, and fentanyl is probably rampant there. Would you like to speak to that issue before we move on?
Yes, and you mentioned harm reduction and homelessness. Those are all commingled now. They're all mixed together. And big picture, in the United States, we have come right now, we're at a point in time where we're making it very easy to get high and very hard to get treatment. And we need to flip that on its head and make it easy to get treatment and hard not to get high. And we have it all backwards. In places in San Francisco a couple of years ago, and we got video of this that we used for our documentary on homelessness, San Francisco spent about $28 million to create a, quote, safe consumption site downtown San Francisco. So rather than getting people treatment, the taxpayers of San Francisco and San Francisco County and City paid for people to come do fentanyl inside a roped-off area where they provided all the paraphernalia to do the drugs. And we should be doing everything we can to stop addiction, stop use, and start paying for treatment, and stop using government money. And this happened up in Philadelphia. This is not, San Francisco is not the only place that this happened. Wow. And California, Washington State, and Oregon all adopted, the legislatures all adopted some sort of form of harm reduction. And in other words, decriminalizing drugs. And that there's no way you can make fentanyl safe. You can't make the fentanyl supply safe. You can't make using fentanyl safe. We've never seen anything this potent, powerful in the history of the world.
Wow. Wow. And I don't want to make this a political issue, but you just rattle off some blue cities and states and that are run by Democrats. And it's tragic. We don't look at it this way. We want to go, what are the solutions? What's practical? What can be done about this? I know the southern border is a huge issue, but like you said at the beginning of the podcast, maybe it was before we got on the podcast, there's many, many issues that, but the southern border is definitely was part of the problem. It still will be, but now, so Robert, it's already in the country. Fentanyl is already here. Kids are getting access to it. There's a quote that's really sobering over on the front page of your website. It says, they're not going to pay attention until it's happened to their family. That's That's sad. That's all about apathy. But isn't that how it is with a lot of things? You don't pay attention until it hits you. Would you care to speak to that and maybe the apathy, the lack of awareness that we're seeing on this issue?
Well, and that's why I appreciate so much you having me on and talking about the movie and talking about the crisis in particular. If we don't start raising awareness, you'll never get this fixed. And we're in such a deep hole. If you thought and said that fentanyl would kill more people than Hitler, Mussolini, and Tojo 5 years ago, you would have laughed me out of the room. You would have never had me on your show. Now it's a fact. In 3 years, of fentanyl deaths is more than Tojo, Hitler, and Mussolini led to with in the United States. And so we have to start by understanding how powerful and potent fentanyl is. 1 grain of rice of fentanyl equivalent, you know, the size, will kill 15 people. 2 to 3 grains of salt dust will kill one person. So we have to start by understanding the potency of it. And then therefore, what do we do about it within our own families? What do we do about that at a policy level? What do we do about it in a country? And I'll tell you that there is some good news, and a lot of it got lost on Election Day in California. California is blue state as you can get. Their citizens voted 2-1 to overturn the legislature's decriminalization of drugs. The average citizens of California are not putting up with it anymore.
Wow.
And they're blue voters. This is not a red, white, you know, blue. To me, it should be a red, white, blue issue, not a red and blue issue. And even California voters have said they've had it. And the decriminalization, especially the high-end drugs, the high-volume drugs, they made all that legal. They didn't prosecute it. They took it off the statutes. And the fact that California voters have overruled their legislature, to me, there's hope in this country if that's starting to happen.
Yeah, and we've seen, you call it a red wave or whatever you want, but when you see blue states that have been historically left, and you see more red, more people maybe coming, waking up to this, what's really happening, that's a good sign. There's a quote on the website that says, they're killing us and it's all about the money. Who's getting money? Is it government? Is it, how does that work? Who's they're killing us? Who's they?
So let's go through the supply chain over the last 14 years, and you'll sort of see who's making money along the way. Started with China. They originally produced the product, and then they found out it was easier to produce the precursors, and now they're producing the precursors. So originally, China just sold it straight out. They looked for local partners. They found it in the Mexican cartels. That was sort of the beginning. So they're making money. China still makes all the precursors and sort of pre-precursors. And I think in the beginning for China, it was all about the money and making money. Now they also have a sort of an ancillary benefit of destabilizing their number one adversary. So they're making money and they're destabilizing our country at one time. So they get two benefits. Mexican cartels, it was the next product in their supply chain. They traffic in people. They provide coyote services. They do human trafficking, sex trafficking. They do illicit drugs. So fentanyl was just the next product in their bandwidth and their repertoire of cells. And so they're making money. Wow. We now have a shift, especially in the last 8 months, where biker gangs up in China, Canada, who are getting China precursors, making it in northern border, bringing in the northern border. So the biker gangs are getting their financing to operate all their illicit activities. And then when you get down to the local streets, your local gang down the streets making money off of it. So everybody along the supply chain is making money off of this.
Wow.
And it's just killing our community. It's killing, you hit it earlier, number one cause of death, 18 to 45 in America, full stop. No caveat, Most people, when they go through stats, they put a caveat on it. No caveat. 18 to 45, number one killer. It's the fastest growing killer of children 0 to 4.
How is that?
Yeah, because, first you go, they're not addicts. They're not calling a dealer. They just have fentanyl dust is so powerful. If it's left behind, people die. So you see a lot of children getting poisoned in park benches and around parks where they pick up a sandwich or a food wrapper or their own sandwich drops and hits fentanyl dust, and that's enough to kill them. Some is inside family where somebody else in the family was had fentanyl and they didn't clean it up. And then you have people now in restaurants starting to have fentanyl on countertops and just incidental touch. And we all remember the days when cocaine was so prolific that almost every $100 bill you tested in America had some, sort of trace evidence of cocaine on it. You're starting now to see fentanyl penetrate the entire illicit drug supply. DEA, when they've done their random testing, have found almost 70% or two-thirds of all illicit drugs have some level of fentanyl in it now.
Well, there's so much more we need to talk with you about here. This is just astounding. Again, friends, when you're talking about just the dust, fentanyl dust, I go back to what we shared earlier. Fentanyl is 100 times more powerful than morphine, and we've got to continue to raise awareness about this big time. We'll be right back on Worldview Matters.
Today's show is brought to you by Harbingers Daily, world news biblically understood. Stay informed at harbingersdaily.com.
Hey, friends, quick thank you that we've been averaging a quarter of a million downloads per podcast, thanks to you. That does not count what's out on our videos on YouTube channel, on Rumble, on Facebook at the Freedom Project Facebook page, the views. This is just podcast downloads. It's God and it's you. Thank you for sharing this podcast. And this is another important topic to get out there. So, our guest today, Dr. Robert Marbot, and, first of all, thank you for producing this. It must have been heartbreaking to hear some of the family testimonies, those who lost loved ones. Can you just touch on that a little bit? I mean, share whatever you'd like about some of them. I'm sure there was a lot more, but you decided to narrow it down and have a few testimonies.
And we ended up interviewing 110 families who had suffered loss in their family. And there was one time we were literally right on the steps of the White House. We're interviewing three moms who lost all three of them had lost their sons. And the entire crew starts crying. I was crying. The photographer, sound engineer, back of the house, the script supervisor, we were all in tears. The moms were in tears. The stories are just heartbreaking. And it happens so fast. The death occurs so quickly. And one of the, and I know this gets a little bit wonky, but I spent a lot of time on the streets working in the homelessness communities, being in rescue shelters and Salvation Armies and Union rescue missions. And one of the things that has really started to become a real just repeated anecdotal information is from when a person starts taking fentanyl, I have yet to meet a person who had lived 18 months past their first use of fentanyl. That unlike other drug addictions that might take 10, 15, 20 years, and you have time to do an interdiction and do a treatment program and such, fentanyl kills so fast from first use to death. And most of the people only live 8-9 months when they take their first hit of fentanyl. And so many people die on one pill. You know, there's several states who have set up PSAs and say one pill kills. And it is so tragic and so potent. That's why you have to just say, and I know a lot of people mock Nancy Reagan of just saying no. There is no way now with the drug supply, illicit drug supply, way it is now, for you to think of taking anything and it not expect a bad outcome at this point in time.
Yeah, I want to, one of the things I want to ask you before we run out of time next is, how are kids getting their hands on this? But first, the media, 60 Minutes did a report 4 months ago. Fentanyl is fueling the worst drug crisis in U.S. history, killing 70,000 a year. So thank you to 60 Minutes, but not a lot of media outlets have reported. Why do you think that is, Robert? Is it political, or is there more to it than that? Is it not a sexy issue? What is it?
I think it was protecting the prior administration, because you can't talk about fentanyl and not talk about open borders. They're interconnected from the get-go. And if you want to have an honest conversation about fentanyl, you got to say, what do we do about China? What do we do about Mexico? What do we do about Canada? We also have to talk about decriminalization in our own country, which is also comes from the left. And the problems with family breakdowns, which also comes from, the left doesn't want to talk about that either. So I think between the border decriminalization and the importance of the family, it makes it hard for the left to want to talk about this. Therefore, a lot of media doesn't jump into it, and certainly doesn't jump into the what do you got to do about it, because it doesn't meet the political spectrum on the left.
So this what I'm about to ask you might sound a little twisted or warped to some people, but there is a movement. The environmental extremists think there's too much population, too many people on the planet, so they need to reduce the population. China's involved. Is this? I can't help but think it's part of it's on purpose to kill Americans, whether that be young people or just to kill people. Is that too far-fetched, or is this something that plays into this warped demonic agenda to reduce the population?
I the reason why we called the movie Incorporated, because this all started with greed and money, but over time it's evolved into sort of benefits to other different groups. I think China, how often can China, without lifting a finger, doing anything at all, be able to make money and destabilize their adversary? They are taking America apart one human soul at a time. Wow. Without firing a single shot. So this is way beyond money at this time, and there are many other agendas that are benefiting from this.
That makes a lot of sense, and especially when China's involved. And the website, again, friends, fentanyldeathincorporated.com. Before we run out of time, Robert, I'm sure there's a lot more that you would like to communicate, but what's on your heart right now? What do you need people? Our audience is primarily Christian, biblical worldview, social conservative, and conservative in probably every way, but we do need to help raise awareness about this. What would you like to share?
What was really fascinating when we did our interviews, and we interviewed 60 people who ultimately made the cut. I hate to put it that way, but you can't in 1 hour keep everybody. but with 40 of the 60 people who made the cut, without asking them about family, we asked everybody, what would you do? What's the most important thing we can do to start to deal with this issue? 40 out of 60, without asking about family, said, we need to rebuild the family. We need families to have dinner time together and talk and have honest conversations, to put the cell phone down and have honest conversations about fentanyl and about people's life and what's stressing people out, and rebuild that unity around the dinner table. And we were just shocked, because that wasn't what we started to study. But that's what we end with in the movie, is talking about the importance of, let's have a family dinner. Let's listen to each other. Let's have an honest conversation. Put the cell phones down and let's talk about fentanyl.
That's profound and simple at the same time, because we've got to protect our children. There's so much coming against young people today and children, particularly in the government-run schools. But this is an agenda. This comes back to the spiritual again, the biblical worldview, because Satan wants to destroy the family. He comes against Creator God. He comes against, we were created male and female. He comes against marriage, family, and society. Family is the bedrock. A healthy family is the bedrock of a thriving, healthy society. And so it's no wonder that this agenda comes against, you want to take kids out. So now I know adults overdose and adults die from fentanyl, probably more than kids. But this is all what you said. One of the solutions is we need stronger families. And I also believe, Robert, we need stronger churches. Do you have some final thoughts before we let you go? We got two more minutes.
We have a great sort of zinger in the movie about just talking right to this exact topic, and it's from Reverend Bruce Butler, who's out of Dallas. And we had a whole interview, and we distilled it down to like two sentences, and he said, how do you raise a child? And I'm paraphrasing, but how do you raise a child in an environment that what used to be right's now wrong, and what used to be wrong is now right? How do you raise a child in that environment? You know, what message does it send to children that says we're going to legalize fentanyl? And then they tell their mom and dad, well, look, it's legal. So why are you upset about it? That's why decriminalization of drugs just sends the wrong messages to children.
Yeah, I think of that. Many scriptures come to mind exposing the deeds of darkness. But Isaiah 5:20 says, woe to those who call evil good and good evil. And the left has been on the side of lawlessness and decriminalizing that. But this is the mentality, right? It doesn't work in any other way. You think, well, abortion. Well, the answer to kids are going to get pregnant anyway. So let's just give them a card to Planned Parenthood or give them condoms. The solutions are they're insane sometimes, but that's the radical thought. The enemy is very delusional, and he's a deceiver. Robert, so other than fentanyldeathincorporated.com, is there another website? I know you're on X and Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. Anything else you can share real quick?
The Discovery Institute, .org. I think you have that link there, too. Yep. You'll read a lot about it there. And I would encourage everybody to go out and watch this movie. It will be in mainstream streaming in May 6th, it looks like it. And hope everybody will watch it.
Sounds good. Discovery.org. And again, friends, fentanyldeathincorporated.com. Robert, God bless you, sir. Thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you for having me on. Really appreciate it.
You're most welcome. Friends, thank you for sharing the podcast. It's astounding, the growth that we've had. Praise God. God bless you. And as always, keep speaking the truth about things that matter.